out.
Looking for you.
Just you.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us if you want us to watch your sequel movie in a couple of weeks, or you can join Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us your suggestion there. Again, it is theme month. It is sequel month. So those are the movies we would like from you. Twitch.tv/Abrog87 if you want to watch the sports podcast live every Thursday around 7:30 or 8. Hit follow on Twitch.tv/Abrog87 and you will get notifications when we go live. Click a link, join the chat. It's a good time. If you missed those, check them out on YouTube, Sports Brewery on YouTube. Just do a search for it. You can find a playlist, all that good stuff. Movie this week is King's movie, and it is Dark Knight Rises. Yes, a Batman movie that didn't come from me. Cool.
Shocking.
On board. Dark Knight Rises came out in 2012. It is currently on Max, among other places. 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, 8.4 on IMDb, and 78 on Metacritic. It stars Christian Bale as Batman, Gary Oldman as Commissioner Gordon, Tom Hardy as Bane, Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Blake, who is supposedly Robin. No, he isn't. Anne Hathaway plays Selina, who is Catwoman. Marion Cotillard plays Miranda Tate, who is also Talia al Ghul. Morgan Freeman plays Lucius Fox. Michael Caine plays Alfred. Movie written by movie written by Christopher and Jonathan Nolan. Jonathan Nolan, now known for Westworld, also did the Fallout show, co-wrote The Prestige and Interstellar with Christopher. Christopher Nolan, obviously known for, you know, a bunch of things now. Oppenheimer, Tenet, Dunkirk, Inception, Memento was one of his first big ones. David S. Goyer also helped come up with the story for this. He has done a bunch of big movies too. He did Man of Steel, the Sandman series that's on Netflix, Blade trilogy. Boy, this episode, like, fucking strap in. It's gonna be nothing but impersonations. And
we got Michael Caine out of the way.
Michael Caine's out of the way with the brandy and the cigars
very
and the just
slowly.
A little gravelly and Michael Caine. Oh my God. And then Sandman, which is the Netflix series. He also did the Blade trilogy, all of the Blade movies, and also wrote on a bunch of the Call of Duty video games. So like some like heavy hitters in terms of writing successful things in Hollywood nowadays.
Now, were they all involved in two movies?
I'm sorry, what?
Dream paralysis, I think.
Dream paralysis.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What? I'm sorry. I should have disconnected the mic.
Night Terror and Dream Paralysis.
Yeah, just Dream Paralysis.
I mean, like, it might be like tie into the plot for this movie with Bane. I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
Paralysis. I said, were these guys all involved in the first two movies as well?
Yes.
All three of them?
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Yep. But
so we could blame them for the first one being shitty.
Yeah.
The first one was foreplay.
No more foreplay. Sorry, that's GoldenEye quote.
My bad.
Budget for this movie, $230 million. Box office, $1.085 billion. This movie made. Okay.
I will say, for Nolan, though,
yeah,
he has all these huge box office numbers, right?
He does.
Oppenheimer's billions. I bet because he doesn't have like a huge catalog, right? You know, he hasn't made like 30 movies. I guarantee he probably has to average the most per movie.
He's like DiCaprio in that way, right? Because like DiCaprio hasn't made a ton of movies, but every movie he's in is huge and makes a ton of money.
It's like his average budget's probably $240 million.
Yeah. Why would you not take a risk on a Christopher Nolan movie at this point? If you're a studio, like,
I will say, you got to put the money up. You got to put a quarter of a bill up, but odds are you're going to recoup that plus a good
You're
going
to win an Oscar at this point, right? That. Yeah. Are we
forgetting like Spielberg and Cameron though?
They're okay. They made some bombs.
Don't get me wrong. I think Cameron sucks because Avatar fucking sucks. But dorks obviously have made that guy a billionaire because they want to watch it.
But Cameron's numbers are skewed because of Avatar. You take out the Avatar, is he just normal kind of guy?
With the Titanic. Was he Terminator?
James Cameron?
Yeah, was he T2?
Yes, he was all of them. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one didn't do shit. So
yeah. First one was not great.
Yeah.
I think we could say that.
Rise of the Machines.
Okay, so speaking of which,
sorry, I don't want to
your point, Ski, the first movie of this trilogy, the Dark Knight trilogy, I tend to agree with you, was not super great. I enjoyed it. I liked it because I'm a big Batman person, but I think especially out of the three, it is by far the weakest.
Really?
I would say.
So I came up with a theory watching this because of this. All right. My theory is that Batman sucks.
Whoa. Right?
He sucks.
Whoa.
His movies are deemed good if the villains in the movies are good. Like if you look at Burton's movies, they had good villains. If you look at the shitty Val and Clooney ones, they were all terrible villains. Yeah. So you get Bane and you get Joker played by good actors done well. That's why they did, because the first one was there was no good bad guy in it.
Okay, so it was Liam Neeson playing Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul, yeah.
Which nobody knew who Ra's al Ghul was unless you read like a big comic book reader. Nobody knew who the fuck the bad guy was. And Scarecrow too, by the way. Because like Cillian Murphy. Cillian Murphy was Scarecrow.
The rolling with the homies guy from Clueless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling with the homies. Yeah. No, nobody knew who those bad guys were.
Exactly. That's so.
It was crazy they came out of the gate with that. Which, so again, they're fine. Like they're okay, but they're not as good as the other ones afterwards.
I will partially agree with King saying that the first one was a table setter. So you don't bring out the big guns when you're trying to set the table.
Yeah, I mean, Ozzie Smith isn't hitting number four. He's not hitting three. He's setting the table, you know?
He's going to draw. You're going to walk and lay down some bunts here and there.
When you go over to the family on Thanksgiving, grandma's not actually in the kitchen. She's just putting the butter tray down and the thing of gravy. She's just setting the table.
Katie Holmes sets the table for Maggie Gyllenhaal, sets the table for Marion Cotillard. That's it, man. That's it. Yep. No, you're totally right. And then, by the way, like, I don't know that anybody really saw the Heath Ledger Joker coming. Like, I don't know that anybody thought that it could be done like that and would be done like that and would be, you know, he won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor.
No one's seen a villain like dark. I mean, I guess DeVito's Penguin was kind of a dark character.
It was, yeah.
But the rest of the movie wasn't,
that tone wasn't quite that. So that Joker did come kind of out of left field for.
By the way, I think Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman was pretty dark too. Like if you look at the character, like it's fucked up. Like,
but that's kind of just fucked up. I think that was just standard level Burton darkness, though. It wasn't like trying to be dark. That's fair. That's standard from him.
That's fair. Okay, so what are your thoughts on Anne Hathaway Catwoman?
Terrible.
Boring.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so just sort of like my general thoughts on this movie going into watching it again, because I haven't watched it in a few years. Like it's been a long time. Is I went into it and was like, man, I don't I remember there being some really cool shit in this movie, but it's not as good as Dark Knight. Like I remember sort of being like, yeah, it's just okay. But like, you know, when I was actually watching it, you sort of realize and remember that it's Christopher Nolan and you're like, he is really good at making movies. Like the way he shot stuff, like he sort of like, cause I sort of felt the same way about Anne Hathaway too. I was like, she's like not super great, but like the way he did it and the way he set up the scenes and stuff, I feel like he hid a lot of her shortcomings. Like, because I watched this again and I really enjoyed it. Like this movie is good. Like it's just, a good movie.
It was just a bad cast on Hathaway. I mean, like Michelle Pfeiffer played Catwoman perfectly. That's kind of how you envision. And then is Zoe Saldana a Catwoman in?
She is. Yep. Zoe
Was
Saldana.
Was that the new Batman?
Yes. The Pattinson one. The
Pattinson one. Yeah. And she has kind of more feel of Pfeiffer to it. Yeah. I just don't believe Anne Hathaway is ever being bad, like hurting someone.
When Anne Hathaway was like trying to act sexy, you could tell she was trying to act sexy. Like it's not Zoe Saldana, it's Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz doesn't have to try. Michelle Pfeiffer doesn't have to try. Like they just are. And like Anne Hathaway had to work for it. And you know what? She was fine. It was definitely a different Catwoman than we've seen. Yeah. So like it's weird as like a comic book reader, because like I am gonna fucking nerd out about it because I am a nerd about it. But like they are like Batman and Catwoman are like a really cool story. Like how they have evolved over the last like 40 years of comics is really cool.
In the comics, doesn't he knock up Catwoman to become a deadbeat dad to the new little Batman guy?
They get they are all set to get married and then they don't. But they got really close to it. No, you know who he knocked up is Talia al Ghul, who Marion Cotillard plays. Right. So that is something that happens.
Well, that's who the little mini emo Batman.
Then Damian Wayne is born in secret for like.
Was born in the secrets.
Like 12 years before she reveals to Bruce Wayne that he has a kid. And then she just dumps him on him. And all of a sudden he's like, he's your son, Batman. Teach him how to be Batman. And he's like an assassin. And so he was raised to be an assassin and just kills people, which obviously Batman.
Yeah, he sucks too. All iterations of all Batman suck.
Wow.
Like I said, again, you take out Hardy and take out Heath Ledger.
It's the rogues gallery, right?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what makes Batman good.
Hardy's so good.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
When I picked this movie and you were like, why did you pick this movie? I picked it because I was like, you want to know what? I'm not sure if Tom Hardy has aged well by just going, oh, the fire rises. Hines Ward, run a deep dig.
Hines Ward, return a kickoff. Ben Roethlisberger, you have a huge chin.
He aged better than I thought. You can poke holes in it.
Yes.
You can. Yes. More so than when you watched it in 2012.
I think when Hardy, because Hardy wasn't quite the known commodity coming into this movie. I mean, you might have seen him in some things, but he wasn't the level he was at. So a lot of people got introduced to him in his mumbly, not being able to understand his ass. Mm-hmm. But now that he's stayed big, people are like, oh, that's just how he is, how he talks.
I'm with you, dude. Like this, his part in this movie aged really well.
Surprised.
Yeah,
I picked it because I thought we were going to laugh at it.
No, and so the reason I said that why this movie is because like why this movie and not Dark Knight,
Dark Knight.
No,
Dark Knight Rises. I really thought we were going to be like, trash.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy. Like I said, I remember I said it in the Discord. I remember how it came up, but like a couple months ago, it's like, you know, the no survive garage this blade.
No survivors.
No survivors. Banger line. Banger line.
The whole first sequence, dude.
Terribly though.
The whole first sequence with the jet and him like doing the blood transfusion and then hanging with the guy and the plane just like falling. That's a fucking amazing scene in a movie. That's incredible. Like again, that's one of the things where it's like, you go into this and you're like, yeah, was this really that good? And then you start watching it and you're like, yeah, Christopher Nolan directed this. Of course it's fucking good. Like, and that sort of shit where a plane fucking falls from while two guys are hanging from a rope, the plane falls is incredible. Who comes up with that idea?
Is Christopher Nolan actually good or is he the Dodgers? He just has such a big payroll that it's all smoke and mirrors that it's all that he's actually good.
I love that take. He's like,
I mean,
right,
to attach himself to Barbie. So that is, you know, we can see and attach himself to another big, big time player.
Get a piggyback off
piggyback
Barbie.
On Shohei.
The only time he's been on his own was Tenet, and everybody loves Tenet,
and that
right?
Was kind of a downer movie. Not very good.
Yep. Inception is great though. I fucking love Inception. Yeah. No, man. Like, it's okay. So, what are your thoughts on Christian Bale as Batman? Like, Ski, you're not a big Batman fan, like, period, I guess. But in terms of Batmans, like, how does Christian Bale rank?
See, I think overall, good.
Yeah.
But if I isolate some things, especially if I isolate them onto just like if I were to record the clip and isolate it on his mouth, I'm like,
it's weird that they never address that because like Christian Bale has a specific mouth, like he does, it's how he was born, it's who he is as a person. I get it, but like the way he says things with the mask on is weird, and it's, by the way, I acknowledge the fact that we're talking about Christian Bale talking weird as Batman in a movie with Tom Hardy doing the Bane voice. Like I acknowledge that that's happening right now, but he sounds weirder.
Bruce, why does your mouth look so weird, Bruce?
Why do you talk like a dork? Bruce Wayne.
Why do you have such an underbite?
All right, let's get him out of the way. It's going to be extremely painful for you.
For you.
You embrace the darkness. I was born in it. What else we got? It's so good.
When you're talking Batman, though, because you can't just talk Batman. It has to be Batman / Bruce Wayne, right?
Sure. Yep.
So I always, like I said, I don't like Batman at all. He's not a superhero. He's
just rich.
Just a rich guy.
Is Elon Musk?
Yeah. So I always equate it to the jump from. I always think Keaton was kind of like Pierce Brosnan, Sean Connery, Bond. And then they jumped to Daniel Craig. And that's what the Bale jump was. You made him more athletic, stronger. You upped the fighting and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Does that necessarily make him better that they changed the character, really? Hmm. I don't know.
I hear you.
He's better than Affleck. He's better than Kilmer. He's better than Clooney. We'll see Pattinson. Pattinson might pan out better than him. I don't know.
I think Pattinson is good as Batman. I think he's terrible as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that's going to take some developing.
Yeah.
Really
bad. Yeah, for sure. But that was like part of the movie too, wasn't it? Is him like learning how to be Bruce Wayne, right? That was sort of part of it. Had no idea how to be like a functioning person of society.
That's why I always put Keaton first, because Keaton plays the rich, snobby asshole billionaire. And he does just enough to be the believable Batman that Batman should be.
Because Bale kind of did that in the first couple movies, too. Remember, he was faking the billionaire stuff, like swimming in the pool at the restaurant and then bought the restaurant when they tried to kick him out, like that kind of stuff. So, you know, he did it a little bit. This movie, it wasn't required ever. Like, and he, you know, that is sort of like the weird. Sort of like the plot point that I didn't really remember was that it was 8 years after Dark Knight. Like, so after Joker dies, like, quote unquote, we actually don't know what actually happened to him. But after Harvey Dent died, it's like 8 years after that. Batman hasn't been around for 8 years, which is like crazy, like, because that's not a thing. Like,
this movie was definitely missing the Two-Face hospital room scene, though. I have to say that, because nothing
that scene,
can ever top
that scene
the greatest
stinks, man.
The greatest scene ever.
And him not recognizing Joker because he's wearing like a mask.
Yeah, it's so good. This movie didn't quite have that scene, that one scene to be like, ah, oh, yeah, all right.
Oh, and then another thing from Dark Knight too is how they, I don't know, like, so they're British, right? Like the Nolans, I think they are.
They are, yeah.
How they wrote, like, they like to play it close to the chest instead of close to the vest. The vest. Like the saying is close to the vest. Literally nobody says close to the chest ever in the history of Earth. And they say it twice in that movie. That's literally the only two times I've ever heard that phrase ever is in fucking Dark Knight. It doesn't make any sense. It will never make sense to me. Like, dub over it. Like, fix it, Nolans. Like, I know we're like 20 years after the movie came out. Fix it. Like, I don't care. Like, wipe it from existence. Nobody talks like that. What's wrong with you? So, also in this movie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, which, by the way, it might as well be Joseph Gordon-Levitt theme month for us. But he plays Blake, which... at the end of the movie, we find out his real name is Robin, and then he goes into the Batcave, and the assumption is, as time moves on after this, he's going to sort of take over the mantle. Is that sort of the thing?
But what was the point of this? Because they knew they weren't making another movie, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So I don't get the point of why it's like, oh, all right, thanks. That means nothing. All right.
Yeah, and also, like, the thing they're setting up is not a thing. Like, yes, like the notion that Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle would end up together. It's like, yes. OK, that's established in some things. Cool. But like the fact that he's just going to like. So, I mean, conceivably, he was Batman for like a year, like altogether. Right. Because at the end, the first movie, he was barely Batman. Right. He was sort of like starting to figure it out. Second movie, he's Batman for like a year, maybe two. Like, if that, after the second movie, it's 8 years until he's Batman again. And he's Batman for, like, a few months in Dark Knight Rises. Like, he comes back, gets his ass handed to him, and he's, like... So, at the end of Dark Knight Rises, he's not Batman anymore. He, like, retires.
Yeah. Which doesn't make sense, because Batman's whole shtick is that he's out crippling
every
people
night.
Doing graffiti and stuff.
Every night. That's... Like, the whole
him
thing
and Kamala
about
Harris. You got a five sack of weed.
I'm saying Kamala.
Three strikes, you're out, bud. Neck broken. Got a dime bag? Yeah, you're losing an arm.
No, but you're right. That's the whole point. That's why Alfred is on him so much, is because he doesn't fucking sleep. He's out every single night getting his ass handed to him by criminals. And, like, he never stops. That's the whole point.
Batman, he's a meth addict, right?
Has to be.
I mean, doesn't sleep, sees crazy things. Cocaine.
He can afford cocaine.
I guess he is rich. That's the pure, 100% pure.
Yeah, that is billionaire superhero.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Here's a question.
Not getting some stepped on crank. Question.
Is this a line from the movie?
Speaking of lines.
Or a line from Thursday night's RNC? We come here not as conquerors, but as liberators, to return control of the city to the people.
To return control of the city to the people.
To the that people.
That is Bane. I remember that line. Okay. Yes.
I will say, since I haven't seen this movie in a while too, but I did. I did watch that Harley Quinn show.
Yeah, the
cartoon. It was kind of hard because Bane in that just like gets
so
funny hit on, and it is
so
the that,
funny.
So it's a big difference of seeing like, oh, the, you know, strong, you know, popular good Bane, and not the one that just is constantly shit on by everyone.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead.
Another line. Is this Bane or RNC? And then you have my permission to die. And then you have my permission to die.
Die. That's also Bane.
Ah.
All right, who's this one then?
My ear barely hurts at all. Everything's fine.
We got to get all the Mexicans out of Gotham.
Build a wall.
Deport them now.
Build that wall.
Which honestly sounds like something Batman would say, not Bane.
It does. Yeah.
Was Batman at the RNC tonight?
To die with your city. to die
with his city. I would never leave the front line. He's a one percenter. Better believe it. Yeah. He's like the family of Gotham City. I mean, and that's a pretty big deal, that city.
Is he the Koch family of Gotham?
The Cokes. Yeah. Speaking of Coke.
Of the devil, and he shall appear.
And he shall appear.
Joe Biden.
Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe. Dementia.
Dementia.
Oh, I'll put you in a long dream, Sleepy Joe.
Let's see. So, yeah, I was talking about Robin, quote unquote, a little bit. So, you know, that character is nothing. Like, so again, I come into this comic book guy, like knowing sort of the history of these characters, and that is not a Robin. There's no version of Robin that matches. So, he's not Robin. And like the idea that he would sort of take over the mantle, like, so are they saying he'd be like Batman? He'd take over that? Is that what they're saying? Like, because I was a little confused by that. Bane also, like, super different than the comics. Like, because Bane in the comics he's from, like, Saint Prisha, which is, like, this, like, South Bane American, Lee? I think. Like, yeah, he's like Spanish. I thought it was Brazil, but I don't, it's like a equivalent of Brazil.
That's Blanca in Street Fighter.
But he's from South America. Like he speaks Spanish. Like
did well in the Copa.
Yes. Yes. He would do very well in Copa. Like he'd be able to like kill people and get away with it and everything.
We thought Hard Rock Stadium was crazy on Sunday.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
See Bane in the Copa.
Exactly.
America.
Colombia and Uruguay. Like,
oh man.
Throw Bane in
see
the mix.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. I'll go into the stands and fight your family.
Nobody needs a ticket to get in.
Yeah, but like, you know, the tubes or whatever he has where he actually has like venom that he injects in himself to get all huge. And obviously that's not the case in this movie, which makes sense because Nolan's whole thing was doing like a more realistic, grounded version of Batman and the bad guys and everything. So you're not going to have like, was it Joel Schumacher? Batman, where like he's gonna be all bright neon green and like massive with because he did do Bane.
Hey Nolan, guess what, bud? You're making a superhero movie. Give them powers and shit.
Yeah. Well, he did. So again, that's sort of the thing. Is he kind of did, and that he made him like this beast of a fighter.
He's made him fucking a steroid guy. Is all he made him instead of the. Yeah, whatever juice that
venom
little thing runs through his body. Yeah.
I gotta say, I don't like the traditional Bane. It reminds me of like a luchador wrestler.
That's what it looks like.
And Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Agreed.
It's just like a
Shredder.
Agreed.
Yeah. And it's not my thing.
It looks weird.
I like the Tom Hardy version.
I did too.
I'm not disagreeing with you either.
I get what you're saying about the superhero part. Yeah. Really didn't have it. But visually and aesthetically,
yes.
I prefer it.
So apparently the studio like Nolan didn't want to make this movie initially because Heath Ledger died. The original plan was to like have Joker in the third one as well. And they couldn't do that. So he was like, why even do it? Actually, Ski, you might like this. So do you remember in Dark Knight, Michael Jai White? Remember him? So
the original Venom,
his character was supposed to not die in that movie and was going to have like a really big role in the third movie where he tries to like take over the city
Venom.
Just like his character as like the gang leader or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Heath Ledger died and they literally edited Dark Knight to kill him off because they were like, we're not going to do that anymore. And so they killed off his character. In sort of like a weird way. Cause remember they did like the pencil scene and he had the pool cue or whatever. And you just assume he just killed everybody.
Cost Michael Jai White a good paycheck.
It
right?
Sure
he did.
Fucking did. Can you imagine? You're going to be like the one of the main bad guys in the third of the Nolan Batman trilogy, and then you just get killed off instead? Like, fuck.
Ed, you're making Blood and Bones 3.
Brutal. Just brutal. Because I think we can all agree Michael J. White's awesome. Like, Michael J. White's great.
Yeah, certain roles, yes.
Yes,
his roles.
Great, yeah. But the studio wanted them to do Riddler, and Nolan was like, no, I'm not interested in that.
Because Riddler's like, one of the dumbest fucking villains you could have, too.
Well, and Riddler had been done, and, like, Jim Carrey was the Riddler, and it was super cheesy, super cornball. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And so,
hard to darken up the Riddler.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing a good job with whatever the new Colin Farrell as the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that looks real
dark. Has that come out yet?
I think it's about to.
Yeah. The series. Yeah.
I'm surprised. I would have liked a spinoff with Gary Oldman, like a Commissioner Gordon spinoff with him. Mm-hmm. I like Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Gotham series was.
Yeah, but Fox. I don't like those guys.
Yeah.
I like Gary Oldman.
Jada was in that.
Jada Kiss?
No, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, all right.
One of the I mean, he might have been in it too.
Yeah, I gotta say full names here, otherwise we don't know.
It's Kiss.
It's the only Jada I know, son.
I mean, come on.
Kiss.
Oh boy,
that's good. Good drop.
Yep. Okay. So the Heinz Field exploding scenes, one of the coolest scenes in movie history. Like, I feel totally confident saying that, and like the sequence too, because
Heinz Ward would never return kicks too slow.
No, of course, and yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Ben Roethlisberger on the sideline, that was kind of funny too. But like the sequence when they start blowing up the bombs, it was like field, 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 but then also the bridges were exploding too. And they clearly shot it in Pittsburgh, which like it has all of those bridges. And so that was just a cool fucking sequence. Oh, yeah. Like
they got so many rivers there, three rivers.
Yeah.
You can need a lot of bridges with all them rivers.
As a matter of fact, they do. They have three rivers. Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
Did Bream scores?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Heinz Ward outrunning the explosions on Heinz Field is just cool. It's just cool. It is.
It only works because it was Heinz Field then, and it's not Heinz Field anymore. Just like.
Yeah. What's it called now?
I think it's Acrisure.
Acrisure.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Go big insurance. Acrisure.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Acrisure.
Put a little mustard with your ketchup.
I hope your premium is up to date.
Oh, talk about a hot dog.
Hope you meet your copay.
All right, we should probably grade this soon, huh? Do you guys have anything else on this before we grade it?
What were your thoughts on the Joseph Gordon-Levitt, whatever the fuck his name is, scenes on the bridge? I could have done without those.
The ones where he's like trying to get the kids across, and they,
You kind of missed last week's where I said I could have kind of done without Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Axel F. too. So it's
all right. Consistency.
Yes,
this man is an Italian cooker. It is consistent. That sauce is consistent, baby.
Yeah, he was.
That's Nona sauce just simmering away.
He was he is an exceedingly average actor. Like
he Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah. French Stewart and
he's right here, and he's never been anything other than here. You know,
Steady Eddie.
He's never been terrible, never been great. He's just right here. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay sometimes.
That got Mike Bellotti in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Sure did. Think.
What's it out of this week?
Do you think Jogalev has a golden parachute too? Let's go five.
Five this week?
It's the third in the trilogy, so let's make it out of five. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a strong four, like my penis.
I like that. I will also give it a four. Yeah. I think Dark Knight's probably a five for me.
It's better. Yeah.
It is. But like this movie is better than I thought going into it. Than I remembered it.
Like I said, I picked it so we could make fun of it. And couldn't.
Hardy's great. He's great.
Yeah, see, unlike King gave it a hard four, I'm going to give mine a soft three. Just because Batman's dumb.
Not quite as Tom Bane's, Hardy as us.
No, yeah, Bane's cool.
Yep.
I very much enjoy Bane.
Yeah.